Yes, I know. I know. Yesterday I said that Cain killed his son Abel. I know. I know. Thank you. I know it's not his son. It's his brother. I know Cain and Abel were brothers. I know that. In the heat of battle, I will make a misstatement once in a while. It's easy to admit because it happens so infrequently. Hello, everyone. Martin Zender here with you on a Wednesday. And I see the theme this week so far has been demons. Your grandmother worships demons and the nation's sacrifice to demons. That's the kind of world we live in. And I hope we never leave it. That's not true. That's a line from a Dr. Seuss book. That's the kind of world we live in, and I hope we never leave it. What book was that? If anyone knows, write me. It might have been To Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, or it could have been Wacky Wednesday. One of those two. Listen to this quote from A.E. Nock. Comparatively few of mankind do not worship demons under some form or another. Comparatively few of mankind do not worship demons. So by this, you should know that all these overt Satan-worshipping cults that anybody in Christianity would say, oh my God, how can those people be doing that? They're worshipping demons. You see Charles Manson, you know, with a swastika on his forehead. What could be the most? I just picture Kelly's going to go for this picture. I'm making it easy for you today, Kelly. Charles Manson with a swastika on his forehead. If she doesn't pick this photo for today's show, then it means I have been overridden by my own sister, which is fine. I give her the free reign in that department. So, but that is one of the things you just shudder at. It's like, this is the most obvious picture of demon worship. Charles Manson, swastika, carved or tattooed, whatever, on his forehead. And we know that there's a star. There's all sorts of symbols of satanic worship, right? And supposedly you're supposed to be able to play Led Zeppelin records backwards and hear satanic messages. You must worship Satan. It's some crazy stuff. I recommend listening to Led Zeppelin records forward because they're really great forward. You know, hey mama, when you shake that thing, worship Satan. Hey mama, when you shake that thing, I want to make you groove, I want to make you, that's the way you sing it. It's not, you must worship Satan. Give me a break. So that stuff is a joke. It's a freaking joke because the Satan worship is happening in churches. And this passage is amazing from A.E. Nock's book, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ. Comparatively few of mankind do not worship demons under one form or another. Spiritism today is the purest form of approach to the unseen world. But it's by no means limited to those who say they are spiritists, to those who sit around tables conducting seances, or those who put up a shingle outside their house and read your palm. There's a lady on 12th Street here in Canton. When I was a kid, we used to drive past there, and it said palm reader. And she had this sign, you know, one of those glowing neon signs. I almost said neoprene. Neon sign, palm reader. And it was just like, this evil woman. And you see, like, Cher sings about Dark Lady. Dark Lady plays black magic to the sun. Hum, 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 bum, bum, bum. And this Dark Lady is the one who reads the cards, and she reads your palms, and she has a crystal ball. And she might even be wearing a witch's hat, a conical hat, black, of course. And we read of the black arts. I'm not saying that these things are not portals into the spirit world, which is very real, and they imitate people. There's a big thing today of people talking to their dead relatives. There are mediums, and a medium is another happy name for a necromancer. In the Old Testament, God warned Israel against this because they would go to these mediums, such as the Witch of Endor. There's another thing. I would try to find a picture of the Witch of Endor, not that we know what she looks like. You remember the series Bewitched? I actually loved that show when I was a kid. I was just telling Kelly last night, weren't those the good old days when our mom would make us a bowl of popcorn and we would sit there and watch Bewitched? So Samantha Stevens was her name in the show. What was her name in real life? I'm under pressure. I can't think of it. But these things were innocent to us as children. It didn't affect me. I'm the man you are hearing and seeing today. So it's like someone, and all these Christians get so excited, they wouldn't let their kids watch Bewitched, or they wouldn't let their kids listen to Led Zeppelin, which is a big mistake. I think your kids should be introduced to Led Zeppelin. I was introduced to Led Zeppelin at the age of 10, and look at me today. Look at the person I've become. It's because of Bewitched and Led Zeppelin. Oh, you remember the story I told in my book, How to Quit Church Without Quitting God? There was an ice cream stand in the town I lived in, which was Greenwich, Ohio. Not the town I was born and raised in, not the town I'm speaking to you from now, but where I raised my family, Greenwich. It's not Greenwich. It's spelled the same as Greenwich. Of course, I tried to be the sophisticated one, and I came to town calling it Greenwich. Soon found out it was Greenwich. Anyway, there was an ice cream stand that opened there, and it was called the Green Witch, because that was the name of the town, Greenwich. They called it the Green Witch, and the ice cream stand had a sign, and on the sign was a green witch. Well, they're all green anyway, right? They have green complexions. Why is that? Too many vegetables? I doubt it. Face paint. Okay, well, I'll buy that. But their skin had a ghastly green hue, and this witch had a ghastly green hue, but she was cartoonish. It looked hilarious. It was funny, and she was riding a broom. Oh, the Christians could not go to the Green Witch. They would not take their children for ice cream to the Green Witch because it was associated with idolatry, and it was associated with demonism and witchcraft and necromancy, and they couldn't watch Bewitched, and they couldn't watch Dark Shadows. That was the soap opera that was on in my day. It was done live, Dark Shadows. And we watched that too. And look at me. I'm a worshiper of God. None of that stuff got into my soul. But what does get into your soul? What is the most insidious, infiltrating, groundhog type of digging, penetrating type of demonism is going to church. That's where you get screwed up to the max. That's where you get false that's where you get false teaching about God. The word demon, D-E-M-O-N, it is from the Greek, got my straw again, bookmarked in my Bible. It is the Greek word daimon. And the English element, like this is the essential meaning of this word, is teach. Teach. Wow. That's the meaning of demon. Teach. That's their essence. The essence of demons is to teach, to infiltrate, as I told you yesterday, by means of education. They're going to get to you through the education system. And so you go to church and you find out now that all this idea you had of God as a child, he was a good God. He was a gracious God. He loved you. And you couldn't screw up your salvation. All this is twisted around. All this is twisted around. You're better off watching Bewitched and getting a chocolate sundae with chopped nuts and a cherry on top at the Green Witch than you are to go to Bible camp and Children's Bible Hour, and all of these heinous, hideous forms of spiritism and demonism and idol worship. A. E. Nock again. The mass of mankind bow down to demons instead of giving God the glory which is his due. Giving God the glory which is his due. I go back to Romans chapter 1 and the fact that knowing God not as God to they glorify or thank him. Free will is a number one offender there. You knew I was going to say that. This idea that humans have a preeminence. Their will has a stronger force, stronger power, more able to enact its intention than God's will. And this is not giving God his due, and the demons don't want you to give God its due. So the teach comes through not Charles Manson, not Samantha Stevens, not an ice cream stand with a cartoon witch, but through the powerful cocktail, the elixir of religion. You name it. Methodists, Catholics, Pentecostals, they're all worshiping demons. Methodists, you're worshiping demons. Baptists, you're worshiping demons. Catholics, you're worshiping demons. Pentecostals, you're worshiping demons. Worldwide Church of God, you're worshiping demons. Man, what I need now is a list of denominations. First Congregational Church of God, congratulations. Can you add any more syllables to the name of your church? You're worshiping demons. Beulah Street First Baptist Free Will Church of whatever, you're worshiping demons. Sorry, I'm sorry. But you are. The religious organizations of the world are the most prolific breeding places of sin. Sin, Greek word harmatia, means to miss the mark. And again, I will put sins such as, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, all these terrible things. I would put those on the rank with Samantha Stevens and the Green Witch and Dark Shadows. Not saying it's good, not commending it, but the deepest, darkest of sins are those sins which miss the mark in the God department and which twist and skew his nature so that people are changed. They're essentially changed from trusting, loving people to fearful, vindictive, judgmental people, because you only need to become as great as your God is. And if your God is a tormentor, if your God is a vindictive, self-loving, codependent deity who needs your love or he's going to destroy you, then you become that. And then you become judgmental. Not only is your peace gone, but you become evil. And the most hateful people in the world today are religious people. Look at Saul. Exhibit A, I give you Saul of Tarsus, who said, according to his testimony in Philippians, I was a Pharisee of the Pharisee. The religion, the religious attainments of this man are enviable. You can tack them up to a wall and, you know, worship them with laser light. But I would rather throw a pie at it. And that's what Paul eventually did. He tacked up his accomplishments in Judaism and he threw a pie at it and said, it's all crap. It was a metal muffin, that's right, that he threw at his own attainments. Because what did that turn him into? A killer, a hateful killer who could not see the truth when it passed in front of his face. The man watched Stephen go to the stoning pit. He watched the coats of those who stoned Stephen. And it was this man, the Apostle Paul, who once he realized where the demons were operating, came to his senses by a stroke of grace. I'll finish this way with this quote. Finish for today, tomorrow, more fun and games, kids. Yeah, this is serious business. Again, I'm setting the stage for the 200 million cavalry. Unbelievable. We must never forget that the heads of the only divine religion, that is Judaism, were guilty of the most heinous of all crimes. Not the Roman governor, but the Jewish chief priests crucified the Christ. And religion is still crucifying him today. They can't literally kill him, but they can kill you. They can kill your testimony. They can call you into question. They can belittle you. They can marginalize you. They can insult you. Who do you think you are to know the true nature of God when all these people say the opposite of you? Who are you that you are right and they're wrong? The Spirit of God makes its home in you. The Spirit of Satan makes its home in organized religion.